I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Koreans will likely be forced to honor their president, Kim Jong-il, tomorrow. He'll be celebrating his 68th birthday. While he'll receive praise, Christians will continue to face pressure as it's illegal to be a Christian there. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says North Korea is the most difficult area in which they work. There is a network of believers. Open Doors is covertly assisting the underground church, and your financial support helps supply Bibles and other resources. And 100 years of the written word of God in one Indian village deserves celebration. In 1910, Watkins Roberts, with Bibles for the World, brought the Gospel of John to the village of Senvan for the first time. As a result, today, millions of individuals have come to Christ in the region. To honor this legacy, there will be a centennial celebration March 5th through the 7th to dedicate a chapel on the site where Roberts first preached the gospel. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. MNN is now on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Find the links at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.